Hello everyone, welcome to another edition of the San Jose State Spartans Men's Basketball Podcast for Mountain West Wire of USA Today Sports. I'm your host, Anna Q. Feel free to give me a follow on Twitter and send me a tweet at Anna Q. That's A-N-A-K-I-E-U. I might respond or I might not respond. It just matters on what you tweet me. Anyways, let's get to the questions.
All right, we're back with Anna Q here, and thank you, Anna. I just briefly want to recap what happened on December the 21st in Santa Clara, the last contest for the Spartans.
That was a good game. I was at the game at the Levy Center. I'm not sure if that's how you pronounce it, but correct me if I pronounced it wrong.
All right, the Levy Center. Go ahead.
Yeah, so the Spartans came into that game with a low record, and they managed to snap a five-game losing skid with a 75-63 win over the Broncos. They got off to a strong start thanks to Keith Fisher and Ryan Wellage, who made layups and three-pointers before the first half of the first half. Santa Clara, however, ended San Jose State's 10-0 run at 14:32 on a pair of free throws by Henry Caruso. Both teams continued to battle it out. San Jose State carried a 39-18 lead over Santa Clara into halftime. They began the second half on a positive note as Isaiah Nichols made a jumper at 19:21, which was very early in the game. At one point, neither team had any points in a span of a little over 3 minutes until Omar Berry made a layup at 13:12. Berry responded to Matt Turner's three with a dunk along with a pair of free throws to put San Jose State up 52-31 at 12:25 mark. Santa Clara made it rain with threes, which made me nervous to be honest with you, but they somehow managed to pull off the win instead of blowing it for once in the first time in a while. The clock winded down and San Jose State beat Santa Clara 75-63 in a important, well, it is not that important, but it is important enough because it was a crosstown match and they snapped a five-game losing skid.
And I want to ask you, and this is something that everybody's been thinking about, what happened up in Utah on December 27th?
Oh, I wasn't at the game, obviously, but that was a terrible win for Utah State because they basically just got lucky off of turnovers. As for San Jose State, they had to take that unfortunate loss after their third win of the season. San Jose State committed a season-high 23 turnovers, and they trailed 20-5 early in this Mountain West opener, which was very disappointing, and I'm sure all Spartans fans and reporters for that matter feel disappointed as well. Utah State scored 36 points off of San Jose State's turnovers, while the Aggies just had four blunders, which led to 3 points for the Spartans. That was not good at all. And if you want to know more, you can read my recap on Mountain West Wire if you haven't already. That's mwwire.com. But the final score was 86 Utah, 72 San Jose State.
And let me ask you a little bit about Ryan Willich. He is, and how he's doing of late.
He's been doing good job as of late. On Wednesday, he led the Spartans in scoring for the ninth time this season with 22 points. This was the seventh game of 20-plus points for him this season. He nailed 4 three-pointers. This gave him 123 for his career and moved him into a tie for fourth place on San Jose State's all-time list alongside Michael Kinney in 1998 and 99 season.
Well, everybody, it's now everybody's favorite part of the program, and it's time now for Anna's San Jose Spartan mailbox review.
Sounds good. Hold on, there are some technical difficulties up here.
Oh, did it stop?
Big Gun from Columbus, Ohio, asked me, do you ever watch Coach Pillow on the sidelines? He's the most negative coach ever. He has such bad body language. This group needs to be built up, not brought down. I have an answer for you, Big Gun. I've watched Pillow from the sidelines when I'm at the games. Unfortunately, I can't go to the practices due to my other job, but I've heard the same things that you said about how he practiced the team on Christmas Eve at 8 o'clock at night and then Christmas Day at 6 o'clock at night. Like, I understand his intentions of how he wanted to train his team very hard and, like, coach them even harder, but I felt like he should have rested them on Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. He is a good person. He's laid back, but very stern. He is a great speaker, but he just doesn't have the people skills, because the team definitely needs to have a culture as well as a good leadership system, because it can't be the Ryan Welch show every game. But however, Pillow is a first year head coach, so I'm going to cut him some slack. But like I said, on San Jose State football, head coach Brent Brennan, who's also a first year head coach, if he doesn't get it done in year two, he is going to get a pink slip.
Well, and now this also brings us to the final question. Let's take a look and get a preview of what's going to be happening for San Jose State as they host Colorado State.
Oh, that should be a good game, because the Spartans are going to continue their Mountain West action against Colorado State on December 30th, which is this Saturday. The tip-off is expected to be set for 2 o'clock p.m. Pacific, and that should be a good game. I don't have the starting lineups on me right now, but I will get back to you guys on that when I head back to the Event Center Arena for some Spartans basketball. Woohoo! And that does it for you folks. Again, if you want to contact me on Twitter, feel free to do so at AnnaQ. I will definitely see your tweets. I don't know if I'll respond to your tweets, but I'll definitely see them. Have a great rest of the day, everybody, and see you next week.